This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is finally over. Football is in full effect and the NBA is back. You might not be at the game this year, but you can still bet on the action at Bet Online. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season, from game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props. Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any place online. Head to Bet Online today and use promo code ARMCHAIR to take advantages of all the great sign-up bonuses. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts.
Boys, it's Jeremy W. Miller.
Neal the rebound. Kevin Ollie brings it up. Throws it across. Miller for three. Oh, he banked it in! He banked it in! And the game is tied. We're going to overtime.
Over the rebound for his ninth. 18 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. No.
Chicken! Double time!
Miles Turner!
Yeah!
Welcome to the NBA, my friend!
Turner sets the screen.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Born Ready to Pod podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the Born Ready to Pod podcast. This is Chris Cook here, joining the podcast again after my first absence from the show of all time. But joining the guys back here tonight, Eric Hawk and Jake Light, to recap the Pacers 114-107 win over the Houston Rockets. Pacers improved to 6-2 on the season, and the Rockets now dropped to 2-4. So, big win tonight from the Pacers. Thoughts on the game before we dive deep into some of those team stats and box score and numbers that we like to go over?
Yeah, a lot of things happened. First off, we talked about how big of a factor Christian Wood was going to be. Well, he didn't even play. Harden had an off night, so to speak. Still was a threat out there somewhat. And Justin Holiday played well off the bench, and we lost Doug McDermott. So those are some of the key things that happened, along with Malcolm Brogdon having a career high, Miles Turner tying his career high in blocks, Sabonis with another double-double. I mean, the way Brogdon's playing especially is I saw a tweet that said he was in top 10 early contention for MVP, and sure, I would have to agree the way he's played as of late. Sabonis won Eastern Conference Player of the Week week one. Week two might go to Brogdon after what he's been doing lately. So I'm very encouraged. We talked about the last game. We didn't necessarily deserve to win. It felt like from the tip, we deserved to win this game. We played hard. We let him get back in it, like every NBA game seems to happen, but we stuck it out and they missed some shots late and we won. So very happy with this win. Jake, I'll let you take it from here.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a great win, obviously. I think anytime you can hold James Harden to, I think the final score, he might have had 15 shots. I don't know if he shot late, but he at one point he was 5-for-14, and he just wasn't hitting, but he was still the playmaker that we know he can be. John Wall was actually more explosive than I thought he'd be, too. And then Cousins, like, literally, like, 3 or 4 minutes in the game, Cousins had, like, 6 points and 7 rebounds so damn fast. I don't even, like, it was literally the most insane thing of all time. So, overall for me, I think, I don't want to hit box score stuff. I think, just something we talked about in the group chat just a little bit, Aaron Holiday, buddy, we got to get going. We got to get going. I think Hawk astutely said, hey, if Aaron Holiday is not Justin Holiday's brother, he's taking some shit. You know what I mean? So, Other than that, though, I mean, I think that's the type of tempo we got to play. We got to play at. Losing McDermott really hurt us for spacing purposes. Luckily, Justin Holiday steps up, hits a couple of big threes. Those are kind of some McDermott shots that he had to take. And Oladipo was not hot from three. I think he used all of his magic on the late three-pointer in regulation against the Pelicans. But overall, I was very impressed. I really wasn't too worried about the game at any point. Like, I felt like we were kind of in control, even when it was like 92-92. I still felt like we were going to win. So, Chris, any moments in that game that kind of had you pissed off or puzzled?
No, not really.
I will say the Miles Turner, the blocks for Miles Turner, those were great. I don't know what he ended up with, but there was an abundance of them. Eight total blocks. Holy shit. 2 points, not so great, and only 5 boards. But, I mean, I don't know how you quantify 8 blocks. I know the number is 8, so I guess it's quantifiable. But it's just like, holy shit. Like, he changes people's shots. Even though there's 8 blocks, there were maybe 5 or 6 more that people were twisting, contorting, messing up James Harden at the rim. There's so much value to Turner's game defensively that you can have 2 points and 5 rebounds after playing 32 minutes and still feel like Turner had a hand in deciding the game.
Yeah, for sure. And I think he only had 6 at halftime. So like he only had that one late and maybe another one in the second half. So he started off the game setting the tone, and that was key for sure.
Yeah, Justin Holiday off the bench, 20 points tonight. So had to take a lot of those minutes. Pacers only playing with an 8-man rotation. They have Cassius Stanley, Keelan Martin, Edmund Sumner, and Jakarr Sampson. All 4 did not play tonight. So obviously TJ Warren is out, still waiting on Jeremy Lamb to come back. But these starters are playing a good amount of minutes. And then if McDermott misses some times, who knows who's going to have to step in from those 4 that I just mentioned. So Brogdon tonight with 39 minutes. Sabonis played 38 minutes. So are you guys concerned about the amount of minutes that these guys are playing in these games, or are you good with it?
You know, the preseason was a little different, so maybe they need to get the run to get the momentum going. And I think new Nate will open it up a little more as the season progresses. But I honestly think if we're going to fix this, we're going to have to make some kind of deadline move. And it's hard to talk about when we're winning and being successful, but we all know this team cannot win multiple playoff series, maybe one, but like there's got to be some kind of depth move, some kind of addition like Trevor Booker or Wesley Matthews in the past that this team's going to need by the end of February. So I look for that to be the key addition to this team this year. But other than that, it's a little troublesome. But like I said, I think they need the run right now to start the year, and then we'll worry about that later.
I'm ready to make the move now. The problem is, if you look at our roster, what are we trading for a wing guy? Like, what can we move? I don't know that the best move is trading a first round pick again. I'm not even sure we can do that, really, with the salary cap situation we're going to have coming up. But, just one thing though, I know, like Hawk, you said, like, a win's a win, we keep winning. Like, why would we want to change it? I'm going to go through these games just real quick, and you tell me. Like, the Knicks, we beat the Knicks, we beat the Bulls. Celtics, good win. We beat the Cavaliers. We beat the Pelicans. We beat the Rockets. There's not a lot of world beaters in there. The Rockets have been good, but they're now 2-4. I just think, yes, it's great we're winning. Win the games you're supposed to win. I'm not complaining. I'm not going to apologize for being 6-2. But at the same time, these games have really shown us wing player is a must add if we're serious about trying to make a move in the playoffs. Do I think we can get to the finals this year? No. Do I think we could really compete and make it tough on someone else? Yes. And I think we could win a playoff series, maybe 2 if we get the right guy. But I am starting to scour the overall records and see which guys might pop open. I think our best bet is to snag someone after they get cut, kind of like what we did with Wes Matthews a few years ago. Mm-hmm. Try to steal somebody like that and and keep that first round pick and just try to keep bolstering the depth at the wing spot.
And the trade deadline actually is this year is until March 25th. So it's pushed back a month with the season starting back a month later. So March 25th is the deadline.
Yeah, that changes things a little bit.
I would almost rather, like, it's apparent that we need somebody because we got to keep Justin Holliday in that second unit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's apparent we're going to need somebody. I think maybe the best course of action is maybe try to scour somebody like that's maybe not a huge name, but we think maybe could work. See how that goes. See how they play. You never know. Catch lightning in a bottle. But man, losing TJ Warren sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Well, and don't forget Jeremy Lamb coming back. I know he's not any world changer, but definitely another wing player that'll help with our depth for sure.
When's he coming back? What's the timetable for him? I haven't even looked.
There's no real exact timetable, but I think it's sometime later this month. Don't quote me on that, but that's what I've read, which is pretty good because I think he tore it at the end of February. So there's probably no real rush to get him back at this time, but he's definitely on his way to, I think, come back sometime later this month from what I've seen.
I feel like getting another wing player actually protects Jeremy Lamb. Like, I almost think when Jeremy Lamb comes back, we need another wing player more just because we don't want to put Lamb in precarious situations coming off that injury. Albeit, I mean, he seems to be coming back quicker. Like you said, it's near the end of February. So he seems to be coming back a little quicker than maybe we had originally thought. But, man, I think if we're banking on Jeremy Lamb to give us, like, big minutes, I think that's a scary proposition given the injury he's coming off of.
Yeah, because we know.
Speaking of torn ACLs, Markelle Fultz tore his ACL tonight.
That's sad because the guy really was playing well.
Yeah, he was playing better for sure. So it's never a good thing. We're dealing with an injury with Warren. I mean, injuries are overall bad for sure.
Oh, terrible.
Next point here before we move on from this game, Hawk, you added someone else to your list tonight. So why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so I had been looking for the right player, you know, a bad player that has good games against the Pacers. Let me pull up the list right now because it's an interesting list, and there's a lot of names on here of players you probably maybe have even never heard of. But the first edition of 2021 is David Nwaba. I put him on there early in the third, and he didn't score after. So it's almost a good luck thing for the Pacers when I put someone on this list. Because then they immediately stop playing well, it seems like. And then I kind of look like an idiot. But 15 points has always been the minimum to meet this requirement. Past names are Ben McLemore, Solomon Hill, Justin James, Kata Bates Diop, Chandler Hutchinson, Trey Lyles, Shaquille Harrison, Cameron Payne, and then Christian Wood and Gary Trent Jr. have been removed, but they were on the list at one point. So that is the list, and I'm hoping to get. I'm not hoping, but I'm expecting to get some more names on that list come the rest of the season.
Yeah, definitely some opportunity here with the Suns coming to town Saturday night. I think you said Cameron Payne as an option. Mm-hmm. He's coming off the Suns bench. So I don't know. Maybe he makes another return to the list. Can you get on the list twice?
You know, that hasn't happened yet, but it's only a matter of time. I mean, we're only one Anthony Tolliver away, another Anthony Tolliver away from being on that list. So Cameron Payne could be the first two-time appearance on this list.
Yeah, so mentioning the Suns there, they are currently 5-2. Right now they're playing the 1-5 Toronto Raptors. That game's tied. So they could either improve to 6-2 like the Pacers tonight or drop to 5-3, but very similar records between the two teams. Definitely big changes from the bubble Suns that we saw that went 8-0 there back in August, traded for Chris Paul. So starting lineup featuring Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Mikal Bridges, Jay Crowder, DeAndre Ayton. So what do you guys think this matchup with the Pacers? Chris Paul obviously can make, you know, any team better. He did it last year with the Thunder, and obviously it looks like the Suns are, you know, early in the season, it looks like they're on track to make the playoffs. So what do you guys think about this matchup? Anything that you're specifically looking for, matchups between the Pacers and the Suns guys, or just anything that you're excited to watch?
You know, if I'm a betting man, I'm taking the DeAndre Ayton over in rebounds. The Suns, I'm trying to think about the Suns right here. Suns scare me a little bit. I mean, Chris Paul is basically a better TJ McConnell that can shoot. So that alone should frighten you. He's the crafty veteran. No matter what team he's on, they're always better because of his presence. So it's not going to be easy. None of these games are, but it's another game I think we can win. I mean, we shot, I think we were at like 18-3 shot in that third quarter, and we finished with 91 points. I mean, Justin Holiday had and Brogdon having big games have a lot to do with that, but we can score. So their offense doesn't frighten me, but they're a better team. They're not the Suns of old. And I just had this theory. You know, Bjorkren leaves the Raptors, and their franchise seems to be in shambles. Similar to Reich leaving the Eagles and the Eagles franchise being, you know, in shambles. So coaches of Indianapolis pro sports teams, you know, their former teams, you know, they just leave them in their wake. So I respect that. I love to hear that.
My great analysis there, Hawk. I mean, that is probably something that our listeners would get nowhere else. That is the insight we're looking for. Yep. I know that's going to change the way I bet this weekend with Reich. I'm just telling you, I love it. I think instead of like talking about the obvious, oh my gosh, you got to watch Devin Booker or Ayton or those guys. I think one guy one matchup I'm actually interested in is Cam Johnson. Coming off the bench, he's one of those guys that I watch him play, and I think there might be something here. He has a really high motor, and he loves to shoot. And you know, I love shooters. Actually, tonight it looks like he has 10 points already in the middle of the second quarter. He has been struggling shooting, but he's one of those guys that fills it up pretty quick. And he would be my pick for the guy that makes the list that's probably not very good. So Cam Johnson's my, hey, we need to watch out for him because he could catch fire at any second. For some reason, and this is why I think we're going to lose this game. I think we're going to lose this game because I feel so good about it. So, like, I love the matchups. I think Booker's a punk. I always thought Booker's a punk. Sure, he can score 70. I think when he goes off, we need him to go off. We need Booker to hit like 60 points, because whenever he does that, the Suns always lose by like 30. So I'm almost hoping for a big Booker game. I'm just not worried, which means we're going to lose the game and I'm going to look like an idiot. So
interesting.
And don't forget about Jay Crowder. He always tears the Pacers up, even recency bias in the playoff series. Just drained three after three.
Yeah, he had a good playoff run for the Heat last year. He's a guy I used to not respect. And then after last year, he's a guy you got to talk about for sure. So you got to watch out for Crowder.
Yeah. And I was going to say Devin Booker, not much mention to him, but he's averaging just over 21 points a game this year. But obviously, probably is mostly due to playing next to Chris Paul, ball out of his hands. A lot more than usual, but the Suns are winning right now, so he can't be complaining. I'm sure he would take less 70 point nights and wins than he would, you know, 30 point losses. So anything else on this game that you guys want to hit on?
No, this will be my last podcast until I get back from Florida on the 12th. I'm going there to unwind, get really drunk and just have fun. So I'll be missing these games. There's a small chance I download Zoom on my phone and maybe call in if I can catch one of the games. But Saturday, I'm pretty busy with the Colts game down there. And then other than that, I don't plan to be in the right state of mind to do anything. So I'm taking a little hiatus here, a little mental break.
So what's your hiatus, you say, again?
I'm going to Florida. We got a little place in Cape Coral on the water, maybe rent a boat. And you just kind of live life, you know, just kind of go down there. Get away from it all. That's the plan.
And you're going there this weekend?
Yeah, leaving Friday. So hopefully the plane doesn't crash. I always hope that.
Yeah, that's always something to look to make sure that doesn't happen on your trips. So. Yeah. And that Colts game Saturday. So big day of sports there. Colts at 1:00 and then the Pacers play at 7:00. So big day of sports there. Big recapping there for sure. So anything else before we wrap this show up that you guys want to talk about?
I think I'm good.
Yep, I think I'm good too. Good win. Feels good to pair that one up with the win against the Pelicans. So really liking it. I cannot wait to see what we do against Phoenix.
Absolutely. That's going to wrap up this recap episode of the Born Ready 2 Pod podcast. We will be back for the next recap of the Suns game Saturday night. Go Colts, go Pacers. We'll see you guys this weekend.
See ya.